message.
Self-sabotage. Now that is a term that gets thrown around a lot these days, but what does it really mean? Well, at its core, self-sabotage is about standing in our own way. It's when we make choices, consciously or unconsciously, that keep us from reaching our goals, from becoming who we truly want to be. And from my perspective, everything we do is either moving us toward greater success, whatever that looks like for each of us, or toward sabotage. It's one or the other. Now, here's the thing. Self-sabotage doesn't usually look like some big, dramatic act of destruction. Often, it shows up in the small things, the everyday choices, those little things. It's procrastinating on that important project because we're afraid of failing, or sometimes even of succeeding. It's holding back in relationships because we are worried about getting hurt. It's playing it safe, settling for less, or talking ourselves out of opportunities because deep down, we question if we are really worthy of more. The tricky part is self-sabotage often feels comfortable. Our brains are wired to keep us safe, and change, growth, can feel like a threat. Even if we want to be more successful, more fulfilled, the unknown can be intimidating. So, in the face of that discomfort, we make choices that keep us exactly where we are. And that's the sabotage right there. It's the choice to avoid discomfort at the expense of our growth. So, how do we begin to break free? Well, first, we have to get clear on what we really want. This isn't about what we think we should want or what others expect from us. It's about defining success on our own terms. When we have a clear vision, it becomes easier to recognize the moments when we're veering off course, when our actions are working against that vision. Then we have to start noticing our patterns. What do we do when things get hard? When the path to success gets uncomfortable? Do we avoid, delay, talk ourselves out of it? The moment we begin to see these patterns for what they are, defense mechanisms, they lose some of their power. We realize that these actions aren't actually protecting us. They're just holding us back. And once we have that awareness, we can begin replacing those patterns with intentional choices. They don't have to be big steps. It could be as simple as taking 5 minutes to work on that project instead of scrolling on our phones. Or it could be saying yes to an opportunity that makes us a little nervous instead of automatically saying no. These small shifts, they add up. And over time, they start moving us in the direction of growth toward our own version of success. Breaking free from self-sabotage, it's not about being perfect. It's about catching ourselves in those moments when we begin to hold back and choosing instead to take a step forward. It's about aligning our actions with our values and our vision, because every time we make that choice, we're building the habit of moving towards success, of becoming the person we truly want to be. So, the next time you catch yourself hesitating, ask yourself, is this moving me toward my vision of success, or is it pulling me back into sabotage? Because ultimately, every choice counts, and each one can be a step toward a life that's aligned with our purpose and our potential. So, do you have a pattern of self-sabotage? Leave a comment and let me know what challenges you the most. And as always, thank you so much for taking the time to listen, rate, review, subscribe, and share. And I hope you have an incredible day.